What are we doing here?
Good afternoon, everybody. I haven't got my thing.
I've got it on.
Here we go.
My name is Stephen Howson, and this is Howson's Brew, and I'm having a Red Bull today because I feel tired.
I'm having a Red Bull.
Like, I feel the need to justify why I have Red Bull when I have Red Bull all the fucking time.
We've got a symbolic mug, though, for you.
Yeah. Yes. He did literally go, I'm going to get you a mug for your brew that you're not having.
Yeah.
Going to put, we are live with like six
hours. See you later, Cam. Good luck on your. Good luck at your.
Oh, yeah. Good luck to producer Cam, who tonight is off. Is it? What's the name of the thing here?
The Royal Television
Society Award for his university project on racism in football.
Yeah, what he's done is he's exploited.
And homophobia. And sexism.
And homophobia. And sexism.
So good luck to you tonight.
Good luck, mate.
And good luck to your date as well.
I've got two, actually.
Oh. Right, no one cares. Get out.
Bye. Get out.
Right, so that's not in focus for starters.
Yeah, this shot of us two is not in focus.
Yeah. Should I go and focus it? Just switch it to them two while they talk.
What are we talking about?
Hi.
Oh my God, he's not meant to leave us like
he's
this.
Not meant to leave.
How are
you?
My hand looks very green, don't they? Look at that. Jaundified.
Very, very
slightly
green.
Jaundiced. What's go on, Steve. On? Watch this. I can't really see. My eyes are blurry. Oh, no. It's getting worse. Oh. Ah! Can't see. Ah! One or two?
No.
One or two?
No, still not there.
Oh, there we go.
That looks really there.
Crisp. Great, so crisp.
There we go.
That's crispier than my scabs. Okay, Steve's back. Hi, Steve.
Steve's back.
We filled time, don't worry, Steve. It was very professional while you were gone.
Yeah. Oh, my God, this is mayhem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Back on me, thank you. Back in the room. He's just literally just fucked off and not even bothered, has he?
No.
Not situation normal.
Yeah.
Good evening, everybody. Let me just get the comments on. Make sure you're all commenting and that shit.
Can
now, we did say we will be giving away a Stratford Paddock mug, which we do not have here for some reason.
How have we, all the mugs we've got, we've not got.
So I'm going to get you guys to help us.
Help us.
Ooh. Have you looked at them? There were some belters last week when I looked on.
These have to be in the last week, though, don't they?
Yes. So, yeah, there has been some fantastic ones.
So basically, we give away a Stratford Paddock mug for the best review for the podcast on iTunes. So if you go into iTunes and
really
review the podcast,
well, yeah,
then and you leave
do we want
comment.
One ripping cam?
Yeah.
That's a good start.
Start with that.
Right. I think what's going to win it is the one that's got the Instagram handle,
but
so we know where to find him.
Read the cam one.
Cam, wherever you may be, you eat caviar in your home county. But it could be worse. You could be Lamps. Ollie's bitch, three on the bounce.
That is pretty good. That's got to be it.
Right.
Classic football.
He hasn't left a contact detail, so how do we contact him?
Right, he's called Tyler Poole.
Let's see if he's...
If you.
So he says, banter aside, cracking show from a great group of lads giving a different experience to your weekly football routine. Cheers. Right, if you can get in touch and prove you're him, you win.
Let's see.
Yeah, if that's it. You're the winner.
I'm just going to search Twitter.
If they get in touch with us.
Tyler Poole.
Nope, that's
not. No, it's not here, so it's not a good
one is by someone called Randy Poole, which was the nickname for one of the pools, the public pools in my hometown.
Was it?
Yep.
Why?
Sounds worrying.
You know, just a lot of contact in there.
Right.
Free of charge as well, which was nice. The canch.
Sorry, only just seen the stream is live. What makes United Sancho's only choice?
There you go.
Well... Well,
Cassells.
Well. Let's tell you. Yeah, do you want to fill the fuckers in?
Yeah, so Duncan Cassells was doing a bit of an interview type of thing, as he tends to do, as all journalists tend to do. Journalists have gone from being like just writing about stuff and you never really knew who they were to proper, they are the personalities again now, aren't they? Duncan Cassells is one of them. So basically, he was saying that, let me just find it a second. Easily done. Can't find it.
In the meantime, before he starts on that, if you're listening to us on iTunes or anywhere else that you can leave a review, but specifically iTunes, search Stratford Paddock on there, make sure you're subscribed, and then the watch along, the review, Howson's Brew, the Paddock Podcast on a Tuesday, Paddock Podcast on a Thursday, and some more TBC, possibly cans related and things.
Pints related. Hmm? Maybe just a pint. I mean, not
maybe
in cans.
Just pints, yeah. Maybe just straight pints
maybe.
Related.
We'll see.
Are going to be coming your way down the pipe. If you just prefer to listen to it on audio, we do those ones because they're generally a bit longer. But please go and leave us a 5-star review on that there iTunes. We are up into the Europa League spots.
That's what we're after.
We're in sixth, if you search Manchester United, thanks to you guys.
Duncan Castles was basically talking about people's interest in Sancho, saying that Chelsea were interested, but the Ziyech thing is puts a kind of a hurdle in the way of Sancho there. Liverpool have been interested, but the big worry for Liverpool, and he said that Liverpool are briefing this. So this basically means that they've come out and said this to either him
which
or people
might
he
mean
knows.
That's what they want people to
It might
to
not
think,
be true, but this is what is being think. Put out there. Yeah. Is that the fee itself, which is thought to be somewhere around 110, 120 million that Dortmund want, that he will be sold, but the fee that they...
Karen Wallace says, I searched Manchester United on Spotify and Stretford Paddock was a top.
That can't be right. On Spotify. Spotify. So he said
I will verify.
That Liverpool's current wage structure would also get in the way of that. I think because he's so young, they don't want to be giving a 20-year-old, 200 grand a week, 250 grand a week, because that messes up their senior figures like Van Dijk, like Salah, like Mane, that kind of thing. So that he went on to finalise his point by saying, so that probably limits Sancho's realistic option to Manchester United now. Which is, he knows what he's saying there. That's pretty...
It lines up with what we was hearing. Pretty heavy comment. Months ago that Sancho was going to go where he was going to pay him the most was, essentially. Yeah. And you was like, well, we're in that bracket.
We are that bracket.
But I think there's always like a Barcelona factor. Because they even go, Barcelona aren't overpaying. Really?
No,
you
they
might want to go look at
they literally spend 100 million euros a year on someone, and half of the time they aren't there 3 years later.
Yeah.
They go mental for transfers. Well, it's insane.
So I've just done that on Spotify.
Yeah.
Search or see all podcasts, and it's come up second. Now, I don't know whether that's because I've listened to us, I've like tested out on there and see it.
I haven't even got Spotify. How cool is a podcast where three people just go on their phones? That's fun, though, isn't it?
Well, I'm literally signing up for Spotify, soz.
Oh, yeah.
Who do I like? Oh, I have to choose three.
Well, who do you like, Steve?
Queen. I'm going to do Queen, Eminem, and someone mental just to see where it does.
I wouldn't do that, because it does. Spotify just pumps you music that it thinks you like.
All right, well, I'm not going to listen to it. I listen to it through Apple Music.
You're missing out.
Dismiss.
I think that one might be out of focus as well, you know.
No, it's fine.
Is that all right? It's close.
It's close. The microphone could be more in focus than Steve.
But do you think then that Liverpool would be willing, you know, like I said there, that might just be what they're putting out there rather than the truth?
They're waiting to find out which one of their players fucks off, to be honest. Because I think it could... If it's Mane, I think they might just go, yeah, we'll...
But they'll probably already know who's got it, who's been interested.
Go back up. Scroll down to see all podcasts. Number two.
Second.
Behind United, which is number one, essentially. Oh, yeah. My warm down's on there, number five.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you think that they might be thinking, we're going to get 100 million for Mane here, and we'll spend that on...
Sancho. But I think if it's Salah, who they're not going to... I don't think they'll get that much for Salah, because he's probably a little bit older.
Yeah, probably 70, 80 million.
Not on the best contract, as good as Mane is. I think that they're waiting to find out what happens. Or it could be Firmino.
Very interesting. Because if we did bring in another good midfielder like a Grealish to play alongside Bruno, and then we brought in Sancho, creativity completed it, mate.
I think if we got Grealish, Sancho, a striker, whoever they decide that is, and a holding midfielder.
Carroll.
Yeah, Andy Carroll.
I don't think we're that far away. Those two signings could make us very good without
an 11. Now, you've got to factor in, can that 11 do it playing against whoever week in, week out? Can it deal with injuries? That's the question mark. But at the moment, we have an 11. When we put our best 11 out, you go, it's not as good as theirs. Whereas I think, actually, if you had those two, Grealish and Sancho, to whatever we've got now, even if you didn't change the striker, now you start looking a bit more serious.
Because also, that's another year down the line of Greenwood's development as well. And he could be sort of shadowing Martial.
Because we looked at this week when, just because Bruno McTominay being back, you've now got four players for those two positions now that you got Matic, Fred, McTominay, Bruno that can all play in that holding role. And you kind of go, it's not that bad.
No.
You know, if you have Bruno alongside any of them, it's not
and then
midfield.
Pogba as well, who is still here, then and then you assume that he's going to be replaced if he does leave.
Yeah.
I think he's been replaced.
But, yeah, I mean, I all right, then Herrera will be replaced. Yeah. We're going to get another midfielder, Fellaini. one of the midfielders will let go that needs replacing. Yeah, I think just the numbers wise, it is going to be someone like Grealish.
And fourth
like,
still on the table. Yeah. If you think if we get fourth with the circumstances of this season,
do you think Ole will get another year?
Oh, fucking, I can't even believe that that's a discussion point, but it is though. Is,
yeah.
It shouldn't even be a case of does he get another year. He should just be like, his job's safe.
He's the manager.
Until he's not fucking performing. You can't go, right, well, we'll review. Because let's be honest, everyone's under review every couple of months as a football manager.
Yeah.
No, you're only a handful of games from being on the fucking way out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Ranieri won the league and was gone by Christmas. Yeah, well before Christmas.
It just doesn't work. It just, that doesn't work as a long-term thing. Getting rid of people doesn't work.
Mm.
There's no point in doing it now. I said, whether you argue that Poch is better than all the arguments, if it was going to be done, it should have been done last summer now. You've made that decision. Ollie is going to be in there. See it out now.
And so
see
far, all his signings have improved the squad, improved the team, and have been really good. Like the argument, things you look at for managers is coaching and tactics and stuff, which there's a bit of back and forth about that. But another one is signings and recruitment. The recruitment side has been exceptional so far. Like
Maguire and Wan-Bissaka could be the most, like, not the best, not the highest quality signings, but just like, we need the right back, we need the centre half. And we got probably the top two or three targets out of the entire world.
Yeah.
We got them. And they fitted in and they've done the job. There's no, people arguing how good Aaron Maguire is.
Ridiculous. He's been so good this season.
He's starting and he's our captain already. Pretty good.
And Bruno, we thought it might have been 3 out of 3 man of the matches. It's not, it's 2 out of 3. It's not bad.
Yeah.
He's very good.
He's clearly got a lot of quality. That's way improved the squad, way improved the first team as well. Like,
well, even just him playing against Watford probably changed that result from the last time we played.
We said yesterday we won that game.
Definitely. He won us that game yesterday.
Yeah.
He won us that game. And little things like, even like going back to the other players and stuff, like obviously VAR helped us with the goal, but defensively, Luke Shaw brought a great tackle in, which obviously isn't a new signing, but like players actually doing good things won us the game, whereas usually it just feels like we sort of cruise through and we miss a chance, but oh, it don't matter because everyone misses chances, but we actually just never score. Whereas with him, he created a chance, got fouled for it, scored the penalty. He made a chance to Martial, we scored from it. He assisted Greenwood. He actually did the thing, like specifically and directly, that was him.
Yeah.
You know, he just wins the game.
So the whole point of like better recruitment, and suddenly Ollie knows how to play against the smaller teams now.
Mm.
Or maybe he did all along, or didn't all along, whichever you think he is, and the players are actually doing better. So surely, if he's the guy that keeps the players happy, let him stay in charge and get better players for him to play with. And who the fuck knows what'll happen? Anyway, fucking football talk.
It's a lot of that already, isn't it?
Yeah. Feel a bit sick in my stomach, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
Right, so we've come up with a little thing between the three of us.
It's going to be fun, isn't it? Could be Kate.
It involves Wish.
Should we describe what Wish is for people who don't know?
Okay, so Wish is a marketplace for the maddest shit you're ever going to see.
Mm-hmm.
That's accurate, would you say?
Yeah.
Seems to be all based in China.
Mm-hmm.
And if you happy to wait an indeterminable amount of time for a delivery.
It's like Amazon, but not that good, and it takes you about a month to get it, but it's dead cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you've got £2 and you want a new turret for your tank, that may or may not be up to British standards in terms of build quality, you probably get one on Wish.
Mm-hmm. They do, like, we saw beekeepers' outfits. A lot.
Might see more of that.
Let's address the elephant in the room. A lot of, you know, bedroom paraphernalia, let's say.
Good way of saying dildos, because that's clearly what it is, yeah.
But there's a hell of a lot of that.
Quarter past
So, what's the challenge, Steve?
So the challenge is we all have a £10 sterling budget.
That's gone down.
That's what Alex... No, it's not.
15 quid at start.
15 with delivery.
15 with delivery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if it's like £15.99 with delivery,
yeah.
Whatever, right? So you got... Basically, try and find a spend a tenner, right? So Alex is buying for Joe. Joe is buying for me. Mm-hmm. And I am buying for Alex.
Yeah.
And we will do the brew after everything has been delivered.
The brew, is it? Not a late night live intro.
All right, well, we will do a show on Stratford Paddock.
Yeah.
With our gifts.
Where we open and potentially wear or eat or whatever we're the activity
eating.
Surrounded
we're not eating
surrounding
anything.
The gift is, yeah, we not, will do that thing
I'm
with
not
that
fucking
gift.
Eating anything no, that comes from
nothing
Wish.
In it. You can get CBD oil on there. I looked the other day. You ain't buying CBD oil from Wish, are you? It was a quid.
So yeah, we'll do a video where we open and then use those gifts. I think it's gonna be great.
Please.
It's a secret, obviously.
So it's a tenner. So yeah. If you want, tweet us with your suggestions.
Tweet us with suggestions.
So I did find a beekeeper outfit for Alex today. Mm. That was one of the items that I saw. I was trying to get, because he likes golf, I was trying to get golf sort of related stuff.
Yeah.
The golf on the shitter is an obvious one.
Yeah, that's good, but it's not.
Yeah, but the other thing is, I've got one of them. Because yeah. Everyone, yeah. All the golf related gifts you can think of. But
I was also thinking, like,
me.
Have you seen, like, the shoes with the flashing LEDs in the bottom?
They're pretty sick.
You're going to get your set of them.
The problem is the funniest stuff. Is all the,
it's more the X-rated shit.
The booty invaders, let's call them. And we can't do that on a video. So it's fine.
The clothes
the
are shit on Wish. Yeah, we're not buying these to go out in.
It's six, what was it? £6 for a military grade like helmet?
The fake Nike trainers for a fiver.
Yeah, where the Nike tick looks like it's on a trampoline.
Nike tick's been
The suggestions. Oh, it's just gone off my screen. There's a Nicolas Cage pillow. Where you can like you brush it one way and it's all like red
sequins,
and then you brush it the other way and it's Nick Cage. Christmas shops socks free.
I can't go on.
Can I even read that out?
The brand name on that brand Steve is one of the best.
Instead.
Right, don't say what the product is. Just say what the brand is, because I'm guessing it's a
Lubrifist.
Oh no, me cart. No, Joe can't see me cart.
Look at that! Oh, the medieval lady.
I want to dress me like a maiden. Yeah, I want to be a fair
that's amazing.
Maiden.
On me. Hang on. Let me just take the brightness down.
Oh my
Let
god.
Me just remove these.
Lubrifist.
Like a maiden's dress. Where's focus here?
Anyway, so that could be. That's what we're looking at. And if you, like I said, send us suggestions at Joe Smith on Twitter, at @baggers_Alex, and at Mr. Stephen Howson. Send us suggestions of things from Wish that we can buy for each other. And if it's the right one,
waterproof sheets,
it's going to be hilarious.
For some reason.
Just like the fake Stone Island jumpers as well. By the way,
get me a fake
I think
Stone
we've shopped on different parts, to be
I
honest.
Wanted to get...
That's what you're going to get me?
That's mint. There's a cherry bog roll brush, a bog... cleaning brush thing.
I think
some of it's so good.
There's also look at those trainers.
Just us. Sorry, just us at home.
Yeah,
it's
amazing.
Podcast?
This shit is amazing.
It's
so,
some really good stuff. Yeah.
There's a bread bed for your dog.
That's good, actually.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, beekeeper. Bollocks. This one's £24. The one I saw earlier was £7.
I can't stop laughing at Lubrifist. So funny.
So yeah, that's what we're having, basically.
Right then.
Yeah.
Get you to wear them to the shops. Look at their hand, like the hand is out.
So anyway, yeah, Wish is amazing in terms of how bad it is.
Oh yeah, you might be able to. Oh no.
so unnecessarily offensive. But yeah, so let us know what you think.
There's another YouTuber that did a review of the golf. You can get like what looks like brand top of the range golf clubs for like a tenner. And he got them, and he's like, they just, he hit like one shot and it just collapsed straight away.
See, there you go.
Oh, we had another idea yesterday,
Pringles,
didn't we?
Pringles.
How to improve sports. Yeah. Now, we think that could be a video series that we do.
What is this?
Yeah.
How to improve sports. So you're allowed one rule change. Mm. And so to improve golf, we came up with last night, full contact golf.
Full contact golf would be good, or just more lava. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, he's got to get it out of the bunker. Yes, and he's up to his ankles in molten hot magma.
Right, there's...
There's a few things that you can't do there that might be...
There's a couple of things there.
What?
Well, lava's not... Lava. Yeah, where'd you get your lava from?
Where are you getting... I'm not telling you my lava content, mate. You've been trying to get that for me for years. My lava's my lava.
How are you transporting your lava?
Let's just put it this way, Steve. If you want lava, I'll get you some lava. That's all you need to know, boy.
We want lava.
I've got the Wish app.
Shit. That's where I get my lava. Okay, full contact golf would be good. Snooker, but with run-ups.
Oh, man. Right, now the whole idea of this is that we come up with them, then you got to film them. Yeah. But can we drag that out into like an 8-minute video?
No, absolutely not.
No, we could drag it into a 2.5-minute video. That'd be really funny.
Do you want to see us improve sports?
I just think golf, and like, you give it 30, you have 30 seconds, because I get like, it's proper annoying when people fuck about with stuff. You give them 30
so we get a shot clock.
Shot.
After that, hooter, because the noise thing's gone now.
But you know, we can't film this at any golf course around the country because they're not a laugh at
you
golf. We'll kick
golf
you out
course.
For
there
doing
we go. Ha! Yes!
Your golf course, eh?
So
absolutely no problem.
So you need to be on the tee in
so as soon as you
full NFL gear.
Yeah, no, it's not 30 seconds. It's 5 seconds. In this, in the video, you get 5 seconds and you're just like messing about with it. And then we just...
There's a hooter start and then...
Me and you just start on the floor.
Right, right.
Or the place yeah. has to be 100 yards behind you and you get as long as it takes them to run from there. So you play your shot and you can't
maybe
move.
Maybe run 100 yards. What are you doing that for?
Yeah,
you can't move after you play your shot. And then when they get to their ball, then you can start going.
Start sprinting.
So now you've got
I just like the idea of a shot clock. So yeah.
This is the shot clock.
You go down on the floor like the NFL do for the snap, right? And they've got 18 seconds for just a random arbitrary number that you've got to line up. As soon as you take your position with your feet, we have a referee in a
really
Foot Locker uniform.
Yeah, and you've got like a really silent shot of a putt.
And then
just as he hits it, just grab him.
But you've got to wear, safety first, lads. You've got to wear full NFL uniform.
The issue
on
I
the,
see with this
the green.
Is like you're putting.
Can you mute
and
him?
And then someone kind of flies in.
Mute what?
The guy is just saying the same thing over and over again. Yeah. Doesn't understand.
And the guy just flies in. You've got a golf club in your hand. They can hurt. Even if you've got full NFL gear, I reckon I could hit.
I don't think so. Well, you're not allowed to attack me. That's just wrong. You've got to be tackled.
I'm not. But, like, if I'm halfway here and you miss me and then I'm just fucking followed.
Yeah, be right.
We won't miss.
Wear an helmet.
We ain't going to miss. Don't worry about that. Yeah.
Right, okay. So there's one. Yeah. Do you lads want to try and think of another sport you could do? Because I thought one way to improve rugby union
was make it
change
rugby league.
Yeah, just make it rugby league.
Well, pogo stick darts.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds all right, doesn't it?
Yep.
Just maybe just like a mini trampoline.
Oh, trampoline darts.
So you can't stay still. Or just like a Bosu ball to try and play darts. You've got to stand on one of them.
Yeah.
So you've got to really get balanced before you have your shot.
Swimming, but
just
with
get pissed
lava.
Darts.
No, eels.
For God's sake.
I mean,
or sharks. Sharks is a bit lethal, innit?
We started doing
eels just would ignore
at my
it.
Golf club, we started doing the two-hole challenge, drunk golf. You had to have a minimum 4-pint entry before you could get there.
Okay.
And you only got 3 clubs. And then you went out and played afterwards. There's a minimum 4-pint entry.
Curling with hand grenades. Someone in the comments there.
What, instead of a brush?
No, the grenade is a thing you...
What is that called? I'm sure it's called like a stone.
The stone, yeah.
Yeah.
Brit Route 1, innit? Yeah. Cricket on a unicycle. Cricket with tennis rackets. It's just tennis.
That's
already exists.
That's tennis with a team.
Frying
with teammates.
Badminton. Frying panminton.
Don't mind that. The new heading rule for primary school kids is a bit ridiculous, I would say. Mm. I agree. They did it in America.
I think that's more ridiculous than the shit we're talking about now.
I did when it was in America, I did a bit of coaching of like when you couldn't do it. And it's just the way, because the ball goes in the air and the kids can't just stare at it.
Contact ultimate frisbee.
Mm.
That just would work.
Because
ultimate frisbee is a bit shit.
Yeah, and then just the same way the NFL works, you're just in the middle of someone's, and then someone gets fucking belonged. Because that's what we're here for, innit?
Bouncy castle archery. Nah,
what about the 4x100 meter relay in rally cars?
NASCAR.
Stock cars.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Or do it on, like, what was the ones where you got to use your legs in a car?
Fred Flintstone
cars.
I'm in.
Rugby
and you have to switch
skates.
Out of the thing.
That'd be good. Rugby and roller skates.
You seen the way that they play football with a big, like, beach
basketball
with cars?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you do that with NFL football?
Yeah, I think it's hard
basketball,
to do like
basketball, but with a bowling ball, someone said.
Med ball, basketball. Wonder how quick that would go. You obviously can't dribble it.
No, you can just carry it, though.
That's just rugby, isn't it?
Yeah. Rugby, yeah.
We just invented rugby, lads. Well done. Bowling with a ping pong ball. I mean, it'd be hard.
Darts with javelins. That would be good. That's just giant darts.
That.
Okay.
Big darts.
I think we can do that.
Big darts?
We've done that. I think we can just rent that.
My worry is the board.
That's easy. Just
draw it on the fucking floor. Better spray paint.
No, it has to be a wall.
That's a javelin, then.
No, because javelins, chuck it as far as you can chuck it. Right? You put a dartboard on, now you got to get your numbers.
Should we have a go at that? Have you seen the dartboard you can get and you can ping footballs at it?
No.
So it's just like you get them foam footballs and it's just like it sticks to it. That could be, that's a fun game.
Polo, but with MotoGP bikes.
They did foot golf. That's better.
Rugby on ice. Oh.
That's, yeah. Rugby on ice would be quite fun. Although the tackling with those studs would be
tackling with blades is, yeah.
Risky, isn't it?
Basketball, yeah. But...
Oh, you wear trainers on.
What about basketball, ice hockey and basketball together? So it's like basketball, but you've got blades and
you
feet.
You can probably bounce a ball, couldn't you, too?
You bounce a ball.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Be cold as fuck. Obviously, Hayden's put a super chat in. Rugby league, but on the fifth tackle, the lights go out.
Oh! And then, you put it in the air, and people just standing around going, fucking hell, mate, I can't even fucking... Oh,
yeah, yeah, and then you've got, like, what's it called, where the lights are like that? Proper flickering, what's that called? Or something like a strobe light.
Yeah.
Strobe light rugby. Yeah, and it's all like in neon glowing and that.
Oh, get any urn on the fucking phone.
Yeah, that'd be so good. That'd be really good.
Foxy with Victorian bicycle, horn in the gloves. Football about Liverpool. Yes.
Very good, very good. Night vision ice hockey. What's long, the point?
What about long jumping slippers?
That sounds all right.
Rugby in the woods? That's not a bad idea. Mm. Shot put on a zero G plane. Shot put's an interesting one, isn't it?
Silly game.
Mad though.
It's weird how you get into them. I know you have a go at it at school and stuff, but to like go, I'm really good at
it. Do we need to do this for the fixer list and just go to more, like you mentioned the Highland Games.
Yeah.
Where else has got a mad thing like the Highland Games?
America has everything.
Yeah, I mean, dodgeball's fucked, isn't it? Dodgeball is like someone come up with an idea like this. What can we do? Just throw a ball at each other.
Axe throwing's mint.
Axe throwing, yeah.
That's
something
here.
And the deck did that on Saturday night.
Did they? But did they get it right? Yeah. Were they any good?
No.
I do think someone's going to hit their head. Right
what's that place called around here?
Yeah, place.
It's called like.
Whistlepunks, yeah, that's the one.
I don't like that name, actually.
We need to go to that golf place around the corner as well.
Yeah, but is it fictional?
What?
Like you're hitting a golf ball at like a curtain that's got like St. Andrews drawn on it.
It's not drawn on it. It's like a proper, it's a VR kind of, you hit it and it comes up where the ball goes.
I'd rather do a driving range. Because it's real.
Yeah, but there's a bar here.
Yeah, you can pop a bar at a driving
range.
There's
no bar at a driving range.
There is, but it's
because let's be honest, most sports are an excuse for eating and drinking, which is why we love them.
Mm-hmm.
But golf, no, but golf you can do it whilst you're playing. It doesn't actually hinder you.
Here's
that
one.
Much.
Which sport goes with beer the best?
Golf. Darts.
Darts does, but
I think
not
it's more
actually.
Vodka and
it actually
darts.
Doesn't, though, because as a game it doesn't. It's too small. It's in the distance. If you're pissed, you can't actually see it. It just has become synonymous with drinking. But I don't actually think it goes best with drinking.
Golf does.
Golf kind of... No, it doesn't. Too much walking. I don't want to be walking and drinking.
Why is Kirby not in the Olympics? You know what I mean?
Not if you're in the buggy.
Yeah, buggy's decent.
It's built in because you've got a fridge with you.
But then again, drink driving is, you know, less than...
Frowned upon.
Frowned upon, but you're on the golf course, so it's public...
It needs to be a big sport that you can't miss.
Boxing.
Boxing's good. Yeah, just watching two blokes fight when you've had a drink. I
mean,
MMA,
Brendan.
Yeah,
boxing. Was he like that video of him fighting when he was fucking smashed? Which is just a mint
testicle conkers. I've got a 42er. I beat his 21er and then it added on to my 21er. I varnished mine and put him in the oven.
Did you hear about the guy who died trying to prove that the earth is flat? Is that what he died doing or did he just die? Because I know that it was a guy that was like sending his own rocket up into space to see for his own self.
Yeah, and then it kept not working.
Do people actually think that they're going to go up and be like, there you go, there's the ice rim. There, knew it. And look at the sun just spinning round like this in the middle. You fucking hell, mate. Everything in the observable universe is fucking round.
Did you? I'm guessing you've seen the Rogan with Alex Jones. Is Alex Jones not Alex Jones? Is it Alex Jones and Thingy and Eddie Bravo on it? And he says, Rogan, you're going up. You're going to be the one that because everyone will believe you because you have so many mad people on. They send you up and they go, they film you and say, it's not flat, is it? Because I can't do it. Eddie Bravo can't do it because everyone will say it's faked. Because he believes it.
Yeah, because he's off his head, isn't he? He'd come down and go, oh, I don't know.
I don't know. If you send Rogan up, they'd be like, yeah, I can take that.
Oh, fucking hell. Skateboarders in the Olympics this year.
Yeah, but skiing's in the Winter Olympics. That's like the main one. It's just skiing, but on land, isn't it?
that United family have come into the chat on testicle congas. That's where they've joined.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a fun one. Yeah. You've got to dip them in vinegar. It hardens them up. More likely to win. Varnish them.
You know, Callum has vinegar on his pancakes.
When's pancake?
Oh, it's pancake day tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Shrove Tuesday, boys. Yeah.
What am I doing Tuesday?
Shroving.
Eating.
Shroving pancakes. Reporter.
Yeah, he got in a rocket a few days ago. He got dropped to his death. Malfunction on takeoff. Deserves a diamond award.
That's sad.
You're probably right.
That is sad. You don't deserve to die because you're a bit silly.
Football with a rugby ball. Done that a lot.
Yeah.
He's a rugby trainer all the time. It's
absolutely
minging.
Horrible.
It's minging.
Yeah.
You ever want to look like do that Scott Carson swing and a miss?
Yeah, it's horrendous.
That's what you're getting in rugby.
And you're like, it's like you're running after like a dog that's got something wrong with it.
Yeah. Diesel got out today.
Did he?
Yeah.
Where?
The back door. The back gate was open.
Where did he get to?
For a wee wee.
And he's just gone.
And he's just fucked off. And then she's gone. That dog's not come back in yet. Looked in the garden and gone, oh shit. And then had to go and chase him. He's just mooching around the streets on his own.
God.
He's an asshole.
Why do some dogs never stop trying to run away?
Like, they think it's a game. They think that this is fun, this. Because I'm having a great time. Mm. So they must be having
a
great time.
It's like about the time that I saw him. Like, I never talked to my postman. Right, just never happened. It's never happened, right? Well, it's happened once.
You do live in like a bit of a village, though, so that's the kind of place where people would.
Yeah, but I don't keep trying to talk to anybody.
Hiya, Dave.
So, morning.
Hello. No post today.
He knocks on for something that needs signing, and then decides to talk to me. And I've let the dog out. The dog had been sick, so I'd thrown him in the garden while I dealt with the sick, and then the postman came and knocked on the door. So in the middle of me cleaning the sick up, now I've got the postman, signed for it. And I didn't remember talking to him. And I just looked and I was like, wow, that dog really looks like Diesel. Just like mooching away on the opposite side of the road, like 100 metres away. And I went...
He just goes.
So I shouted his name, Diesel. And he turned around and I was like, oh, shit. Because if you run after him...
He's just going to go.
He's going to run away.
This is mintness.
So I shouted him and ran the opposite way. And luckily it worked. He chased me.
Wow.
And then I fucking rugby tackled him, called him a dick.
I didn't know that. That's called like negging in the dating community, isn't it? Where you're like, I like that dress. I've seen it on Three Girls Tonight. Where you kind of like, you did that with Deezer, like, I'm running this way anyway. And he's like, oh, fuck it, I've got to go after you.
Yep.
Just negged him into liking you. Nice one.
Paintball gun duels.
Yeah.
I don't think we're allowed to do
that. You did that as a sport for a few years, didn't you?
Kinda.
Yeah. Kinda.
I was in Lake District this weekend, which is why there's no review from me. And there was a laser sort of like fucking looked like a platoon and section attack sort of area. It looked pretty sick, actually. Right. There was a fucking kid just hiding behind a rock. I was like, you need to get some momentum in your boy.
Just painting it.
You stay still, you stay dead.
Let the rockets come. Why do you have to move a lot?
You got to move, yeah. Can't,
I thought there was a lot of laying down under cars and
No. You got to move.
Do you ever do that thing?
You need to move. You got to get the momentum.
And you shuffle along.
That's what you got to do. We should do paintballing. It'd be fun.
Really? I like paintballing, but I just use all the bullets straight away. Because I feel like when it's a bit windy, you can try and curve it around the corner. Oh, that's good. That's quite good.
Any paintballs on Wish?
Yeah, they've got to be. But I bet they'd be rock hard.
Yeah.
Like, illegally dense.
Yeah, you think it's a paintball, it's just a rubber
just
bullet.
A pebble.
Just a pebble that someone's painted.
Yeah. I want these just for...
They are some just duck leg.
As you do. There you go.
Sockies.
All right. No, there's no paintball. I mean,
there's probably a gun on there.
There's things on it, but there's nothing.
So actually, Steve, you haven't really told us about your holiday. Can we tell you? Can we say where you've been?
I went to Lake District.
Yeah, but be more specific.
Centre Parks.
Yeah, Steve went to Centre Parks, and Steve loves activities and getting involved. So I'm sure it was an absolute hoot start to finish, wasn't it? You were waking everyone up at 6 in the morning. Come on, lads, get up. I've hired us some bikes.
Oh, they all went swimming yesterday afternoon.
And what did you do?
Went for a nap.
I'm guessing you're not a team player when it comes to, like, holidays. You're like, well, if you like it, you do it. My holiday is sitting and doing nothing. I bet you say that all the time, don't you?
I do. When I do fuck all, I actively do fuck all. Oh, nice. Send me that link.
When I went first on holiday with my girlfriend for the first ever time, my ex-girlfriend, but the first time I went on holiday with a girlfriend, I didn't realise that they just lay in the sun for 12 hours a day.
Right, no, I can't do that.
I can't do that.
I can't
she was putting olive oil on her skin. Okay. Instead of sun cream.
No, that would drive me insane. Like, my favourite ever holiday that I went on, it was me and Janine, we hired a 6.3 litre turbocharged Camaro to drive around in America. 6.3 which is what you're supposed to do when you go to America.
Yeah.
And we did 3 days in San Francisco, 4 days in San Francisco, 3 days in Yosemite, then Monterey, Santa Barbara, LA and Vegas, a few days in each. And we just didn't stop for the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, the only time we weren't doing anything, we were driving. But
was that good, though?
Fucking loved it.
See, that's all right, yeah. Sometimes you do just want to lay in bed, don't you, doing out.
No, I wanted a nap yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
What do we do?
I like. Do you like beach holidays or do you like mountain holidays and that? Do you ever go mountains?
I don't do beaches.
Do you not?
I'm not a fan of the beach.
Depends what you mean by a beach holiday. Do you mean, like, literally sit on a fucking beach all day?
No, like, a holiday where the destination is, like, a city that's got, like, water around it.
I like that. I could do that, but I don't go to the beach.
I would actually go for that.
No,
do you like a pool? Do you like a hotel pool?
No.
No.
The only time I've ever done anything like that was with family. So my sister got married a couple of years ago. She got married in Mallorca at some fucking yacht club thing.
Yeah.
And then all of us, like fucking 40 of us, like the whole family stayed in one hotel. That was class. Fucking about in the pool.
You don't have to deal with other people then, do you?
Yeah, because it was like we just fucking took over the whole pool. Probably got hated.
But generally, you're not like, right, towel on the thing, lay there all day.
You
like
I only did that because they had these rum slushies. It was all you can drink.
Have you had a rum runner?
Or you can poo yourself.
A rum runner.
Rum runner?
Let me find out what's in it.
These like strawberry flavoured rum slushies, they were amazing. Mm. So you're just a bit drunk all day, it's top.
That's all right. That's pretty good.
But I could only do that with family. I couldn't do that if it was like me and the wife.
No.
I got my fucking mind. Mm. And I only literally tolerated that because it was like, dude, his family I've not seen for months properly.
Yeah, you can actually chat to him and see people and
you
don't want to be around people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can't just go and do nothing with someone that you already live with.
Yeah.
No offence, but to whoever it is. Light rum, dark rum, banana liqueur, blackberry liqueur, orange juice, pineapple juice, splash of grenadine for colour.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
You get that frozen though.
Ooh, garnish with fresh fruit.
I had it with like a...
This cocktail is a doozy.
I had it... They used to do this music festival, and you get like quadruple ones where they like just put double Bacardi in it, and you just...
That sounds great.
I fucking love rum.
Yeah.
Speaking of sumo wrestling, someone just commented on sumo wrestling. See Rumble Johnson, sumo wrestling at the weekend?
Yeah.
Got fucking annihilated.
You think he's a big boy? These but sumos are...
He picked him up like a toddler, didn't he? Like just picked him up and fucked him off. At least he was laughing about it, wasn't he? He wasn't
upset.
They're
so smooth and just hairless always, aren't they? They're like cookie dough.
He definitely thought his todger was going to fall out, though, didn't he?
Did
see
it,
how many times
that?
He's messing around with his little doofus.
That's what
underneath.
I do. I get it as a defence weapon. Just see if it stops him. Out. Just see. As a final Hail Mary, if I think I'm going to lose, shift quickly to one side.
Hi-ya!
Yeah, and I've painted a little nose and smiley face on it. A couple googly eyes. And then if it stops it for a second, I might win.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great tactic.
Yeah.
Club Brugge this week.
Mm.
Was you impressed with him last week?
Bruges or United or anything?
Yeah, Brugge.
I wasn't impressed with Bruges, no.
Didn't they press early?
I think we're a press susceptible.
Do you know what? It was very much like, the first 20 minutes was kind of like the first 20 minutes against Watford yesterday. Do you know, it's like, oh, they've come out quite sharp here. And they're pushing us and they're trying to get the ball off us. Except yesterday we had decent players. We had, you know, people that can actually come through the press a bit better. And against Bruges, we didn't have those outlets to deal with it. I think
if you start a full strength team against them, I think you could pick them apart.
Yeah, hopefully.
I think you put Bruno into that team. You put McTominay into someone else just a bit calmer on the ball, taking it off that defence. Just pass it 6 yards to Bruno.
Yeah.
I think we'll be all right.
Looking forward to seeing McTominay come back.
Yeah, me too. I thought he looked good for the 20 so minutes as well. You forget how physically good he is, and he seems to say that he's only been as tall as he has for like 2 years. He is very in control of his size, and he seems to understand his size and his scale quite well. Because some players are small, but they get into people, and some players are big, but they don't feel strong. But he actually feels like he gets his arm across. He uses his size very well.
Who
I think you saw that.
Straight away. Is it Fred and
Matic?
You think so?
Matic.
I think Matic has been good, you know.
He has been good, but he has faded a bit.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he's like...
But seven clean sheets in our last nine.
It's not bad.
It's really good. And four in a row for De Gea. And I think that a lot of that is down to Matic being in there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I think with Scott, you get a bit more mobility.
Definitely more mobility.
And
more.
I think we need that. Because I think at times... even though I don't think Scott's the greatest in possession, I think just him cutting into a place a bit quicker than Matic A bit sluggish getting into to receive the ball.
Yeah, and I don't think McTominay's passing is amazing, but I think he does bring the ball out well, better than Matic does. Matic, like I said, mobility. He can't bring the ball from the 18 to pass the halfway line. McTominay actually can drive with the ball at his feet, and he's not going to play an amazing threaded through ball, but he's got a bit more legs. He's got more legs than Matic.
All Fred's got to do is find Bruno.
Yeah.
That's all. Just not shoot.
Yeah, don't shoot. Did you see the other day him and Bruno had that nice little link-up play last week, and you're like, and Fred just like hit it right foot, just rolled it against the defender. You're like, yeah, that's why.
That bad at shooting.
He's literally like,
because it's worrying
us at shooting.
I'm better. I bat myself more than Fred. I think
it's weird how bad he is at shooting. Yeah.
How many shots he had?
I don't know. Enough.
He's not scored a goal in a long, long time. I know that.
Does anyone know where Demi Mitchell is? Nah, I know he got. And I got injured. I don't know what injury he had, but was it New Year's Eve or New Year's Day or New Year's Eve? I think it might have been. It was a day around then anyway that I got told he'd just started training again. Because I was like, fucking hell, where's he been?
And then he's just not playing. Peter Kelly said you should all try Gaelic football.
I mean, that's on the list from when we get over to Dublin for the day.
Just an easy one if you just change one letter. Garlic football. Don't know what it is, but kicking garlic's about.
The one I came up with yesterday was a marathon, but every 100 metres. Or you could make it every minute or 10 seconds or something. The person in last place gets eliminated.
But how do they get eliminated? That has to be funny.
Shot.
Okay, not that funny.
Fucking hell, Pol Pot. Relax.
Yeah. Life is a marathon, and if you're last, we will shoot you.
With a paintball gun.
No, like... no, just push like a dog catcher with one of them big nets, like from the cartoons.
Yeah, and if you can evade the net... Whoa, big butterfly net, scoop you up.
Oh, it'd be good just if it was like trap doors all the way around.
Someone's on a moped at the side of you. Sponsored by Deliveroo or whoever was sponsoring the marathon. Just give you one of them on the shoulder. You're done, mate.
Cream pie in the face, like on...
No, just a real...
Sponsored by Deliveroo. They can just give you your takeaway.
Yeah, I don't need too many more of them. Cheers.
Take a seat. It's over. Your race is over, son. Yeah. And then, just that. Because I think you're going to get faster marathons.
Do you?
Yeah, because I think as you get to the last 15 or 20... You're going to see a right pack sort of emerge and it'll force faster marathons.
That's the thing with athletics generally. It's all positive reinforcement, isn't it? It's if you win, you get medal.
Yeah.
It's not if you lose, you get Chinese burn or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
There's no relegation in it.
Yeah. It needs to be like, you've lost or you can only eat quiche for 6 months.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. But I think that elimination as you go.
Mm. 50-a-side rugby, isn't that just war? Sounds awful.
50-a-side rugby. That just looked like rugby union, wouldn't it?
Nice.
Just playground, that, innit? Yeah. You've only got one ball between the entire...
Yeah, do you remember playing British Bulldog and that? And it was literally like...
It's when you used to play football and you just be like, oh, well, there's 40 of us, so it's like... Yeah. You go on this.
You three stick. Us three stick.
It's 20-a-side.
That, no one ever wore different colours or same colours or anything.
Everyone's got school uniform on.
Yeah.
Literally all in the same
just thing. On a field that's got a right bow in it like that.
Yeah.
So you can kind of like end blazers up in a bush that you didn't even know was there when you started playing.
Jumpers as goalposts.
Yeah, obviously. And theirs is way smaller than yours.
It used to always end up being like 400 bags per post.
Yeah, it went over the post. That don't count. It's like the post is 4.5 feet wide.
The post is wider than... It'd have been posting in. Well, no, it wouldn't have been, would it?
Yeah.
That old dog.
Oh, I remember everything was you've played on, play on. It's like, just because I kicked it, I mean it's play on.
I am a terrible dog.
Or if someone gives a really bad foul away, no matter what it is, oh, give him a penalty for that. That would really
I was a terrible...
give him a penalty for that. It was in our box!
I was a terrible goalkeeper, but on concrete, with them, I fancy myself in goal for that, for some reason.
Really?
Dreadful in goal.
Chalk out.
37 aside, no idea who's on each team, and people pass it to the wrong player. And just getting on with it. It was mint.
Yeah.
Mm. Game finishes when?
Who do you think Fury should fight?
The streetlights, come on. He should fight Anthony Joshua.
Yes.
But will he? There's definitely be a tune-up fight.
Do you know what should happen? Wilder should fight Joshua and the winner fights Fury. Again.
Because they both...
If Wilder loses again, then he's missed out on that rematch that he has in the bag already.
If he's had two goes at Fury, didn't beat him twice.
Yeah.
And
really lost
And he should have fought Joshua by now, one of them. So
two times Deontay Wilder.
You fight him.
Oh, no. You've entered the ring with the man, the Gypsy King.
And
two times you've been found wanting, son.
He's got a. It's got.
He needs to fight AJ because he needs to. Them belts.
Yeah, but it's got to be a Wembley job, hasn't it?
Someone's got to fight. And Dillian White got a mandatory for one of them.
Yeah, for AJ.
And who's the other? No, AJ's is Pulev.
It's so bad. It's so bad how they've done this with all the TV deals and stuff where, oh no, he can't fight on Sky because he's at BT and he's on Showtime and all. It's like, no, he's the best and he's the best. They should
make it happen. Figure it out. Yeah.
Put it both on. Figure it out.
Yeah, do it on both. Interesting to see where Usyk fits into all of this. He just waits for them all to just get a little over the hill, which some of them could
be
already.
Beat all of them in a row.
Yeah, and then knock the piss out of all of them because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because he's just a fucking, I'm not accusing him of doing steroids, but a steroided up version of Lomachenko.
Jesus.
And that's a nightmare. He's just a 6'4".
He is great.
I mean, was he 6'4"? Is he or something?
Yeah.
How big is he?
Fury was
he's a big buy, that's for sure.
Fury was class, though.
Kieran does a better Fury battered. Impression than you, Harrison.
He does.
So?
Yeah, that's true. So. Instead of 80 million on Dembele, thoughts on Greenwood to be back up centre forward and get a right wing instead? Well, that's the one about with Sancho, isn't it? I want Sancho there.
But I still think we need a different centre forward. We need.
Yeah, you need someone who's a thingy.
A 9-9. Someone that's going to head the ball.
Someone says it's just me seeing a blurry screen.
I think Alex is a bit blurry.
Because
Cam didn't set it up properly, he just fucked off to go and watch someone else win the award.
Yeah, he's not
good. I think he's going to win.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, because I think the subject matter is very current and important. And I think
the execution of his project was good.
Yeah.
It is watchable. I am glad I'm not in tomorrow if he wins tonight.
Do you think he'll get drunk? I don't think he's going to
fall. I just think he's going to be unbearable when he wins.
Yeah. Well, I won this, guys.
Award winning producer, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. Fucking sack him.
Yeah, no. If he wins, sack him. If he doesn't, don't.
Why do you sack me? Because can't be arsed with
you. Yeah. Good news and bad news.
We're not sacking you, we're just giving you a month off. Yeah. So you can
forever.
Yeah.
It's just a rolling month off.
Greenwood, no, I don't think Greenwood can be that. I don't think Greenwood
not
is
for
that.
About 3 or 4 years.
He's not built yet. He needs to go through the Rashford stage.
But there have
that.
Been some strikers that never really, you know, get that size. But I suppose in the Premier League, you don't see that many.
You don't. You have to do it.
You know, someone like Griezmann, that was always my fear for him when we United were interested in him. There aren't many people with Griezmann's build that
Griezmann
have excelled in the Premier League.
Fits in with it all.
Really?
Would have fit in with it all, to be honest.
Because even the smaller strikers that have done well, Aguero, Tevez, Rooney, that kind of sub 6'4".
They're stocky
fucking
players.
Yeah, the cement mixers. Whereas, you know, that kind of slight 5'9" and slim doesn't particularly translate as well as a number nine, does it?
How
in the
good
Premier
is
League?
It that City can't take penalties? How funny is that?
But
they're in
full how many have they lost? Have they missed?
They missed 4 of the last 5. It's like, it's more worrying than we were at the start of the season.
It's bad, isn't it? And Aguero
like
proper smashed it
year.
In the corner as well.
No, straight down the middle.
Was it?
Yeah. But it's just, honestly, Edison's going to take the next one, I reckon. I reckon they've got to that point now where they've got no one, they've tried everyone else.
Get him in.
And they said he's going to do it. We were talking yesterday about that keeper that used to take penalties and free kicks. Where was he from? We remember
Peru?
This.
Peru? No.
Was it Shilovert?
No.
It was.
He got like 60 goals as a goalie. Amazing.
Not Mexico's?
No.
No, it wasn't him. It was someone else. It was Sarri or Seri or Cario.
Cini. This lad. Rodrigo Cini. That lad.
Yeah, he's only 47, so he'd been playing where you were about, Steve.
He was. He got 60. Scored 65 goal right. For Sao Paulo.
Jose Luis Schellever. Right, I'm going to read. Let's read his record out for goals. Because he scored 4 playing in the Paraguayan Primera Division. And one. And he didn't score any in the Argentinian League or in the Liga for nearly a decade. And then he was just getting like the odd one. And then he just went on his absolute tear for Vélez Sarsfield, where he got 4, 11, 12, 6, 8, 5. He scored 59 goals.
That's mad, isn't it? That's so good. It must be free kicks and penalties.
Yeah.
Nothing else it could be, is there?
He'd also just run out of 21 in 2005, this lad did, in all competitions. 21.
That's more than any current United player
has
ever scored in their career.
He's got 131 career goals.
Yeah, yeah.
That's too many.
It's mental.
Yeah. I don't know where they've come from. We can't find them facts anywhere. Well, Wikipedia doesn't have them, so.
But yeah. Yeah, that is more than 21 is more than any United player.
Campos got 46. I was reading something about or listening to a podcast about Campos, and he was saying that he would wear like a Campos 1 outfield shirt underneath his goalkeeping shirt.
Yes.
Because they would always last 15 or so, they'd proper. Sub on another keeper. He whips it off, goes and plays left wing.
Some proper Clark Kent shit, that, innit?
Do you remember Sunglass? pre-season that year when Fergie wanted to put Barthez on up front. Or Barthez was like, come on.
I know the story, but I don't remember it.
He was there. You could see him on the bench going, come on, we're 4-0 up. Come on, you said you'd do it. And he literally got the kit on ready to go on, and Fergie just goes, no, I can't do it. I was going to do it, but no, sit back down there.
It's funny.
Barthez was like that, though. He'd have loved
that.
He was
a nutter.
I bet he was good as well.
He's a rally car driver, isn't he now?
I don't know if he still is, but he certainly was. He used to
smoke in the changing rooms at half time.
I know. I saw him in a bar in Manchester once, in Old Edge, actually.
Standing over the bar.
That a goalkeeper pun. just smoking. And it was obviously, because I'm old, it was indoors at
it's
the bar,
mad,
obviously. Which is such a weird
was
thing
he
to think
United?
About.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I think if anyone can get away with this, it's a goalie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
He didn't before, did he?
Berbatov's supposed to have smoked as well, though.
Loads of players do chewing tobacco, don't they?
There's some players play with a lot of the Swedish.
Dip.
Yeah. It's with it snus.
Yeah.
Loads of the Swedes in over when English used to play used to have snusing whilst they were playing. Used to
like
fucking.
Because it's like it gives you the rush, but it don't fuck up your lungs like smoking.
It does fuck up your gums though.
Yeah, it messes up your gums, but they can afford new teeth. But you can't get new lungs.
Yeah. Righty. I think we're gonna wrap it up there, but before we go, quick reminder, if you're
we're going for that Cam one for the Cam one for
yeah,
the
I guess right. So. If you are Tyler Poole.
You have to contact us, tweet us.
Today. Tyler Poole, prove it's you, and we will send you a mug. If you want to get involved in a mixer, we're sending out Stretford Paddock mugs. We've got an order on the way in of a handful of them coming in. If you want one, all you got to do is go to iTunes. So do it right fucking now because we're wrapping up. Go to iTunes, go and leave us a review, and just write whatever you want. But the funniest one next week gets read out and you will win a mug. So make us laugh. However you want, leave your Instagram or Twitter on there as well though. So a couple of people have been saying like Instagram Adam blah blah blah, do that, give us your Instagram or your Twitter so we can get in touch and we can send it you. But thank you guys for watching. Anything else you want to say?
Just have a great freaking day, guys.
Yep. And we'll see you for two more games this week. Yes. See you in a bit.